Yep, that's what we do each and every day here on the river. Big O' Zeppelin Rock and Roll Dog and Joe Show on a Thursday. Coming up in about an hour, you'll get to meet this week's adorable adoptable, courtesy of Front Street Animal Shelter. She is a gorgeous four-year-old little girl and just as sweet as a button. You'll get to see the video, and everybody kind of fell in love with her yesterday, and just a love bug.
Yeah, man.
A hugger. Not a fighter.
You're going to absolutely love this young lady.
You'll
I'll
get
tell
to meet
you that.
Her. Coming up today, 8 o'clock. Have you seen all the news going around this year? They're talking about these porch pirates.
Yes.
And it's grown into a pretty big deal to where each and every city, there's been a case. They're showing the videos. All these people have the Ring, which is that doorbell camera.
That's why I can't believe it's picked up this year.
You would think that, yeah, more and more people wouldn't want to get caught, but porch pirating has become the big thing. And if you don't know what it is, what they do is these scumbags, they follow the FedEx or the UPS or the whatever around the post office. They wait for them to drop the packages off on the porch.
Yep.
And then when the truck drives off, they walk up. They take your packages, they drive away, and they keep your crap that you ordered for Amazon that you were going to give to someone else or that you were waiting for, and they're ripping people off. So, Elk Grove, do you remember the show I used to love? And I haven't watched it in forever, but it was called Bait Car.
Yeah.
I used to love watching Bait Car. And Bait Car would do episodes in Stockton. They would do episodes in Sacramento. And Bait Car was just like it sounds. They would take a laptop, or they'd take like a bunch of like money or a bunch of stereo equipment, and they would load it up into a bait car, and they'd park this car in like a seedy area of town, and they'd wait for someone to get inside of it. And then what they would do is they would lock the doors because they had it all rigged and wired up, and then they'd show the video of the guy trying to like kick the windows out, and then the cops would come and arrest him.
Shut the car off. They couldn't get it going anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be trapped.
It'd show guys laying on their back trying to donkey kick out the windshield and the car. You know, sometimes they'd try to steal the car and they'd immobilize the car.
Yep.
So what they're doing in Elk Grove is kind of the same thing, and I want them to make a TV show about it. They're doing bait package.
Ooh.
Yeah. What they're doing is sending out bait packages throughout Elk Grove, and on Monday, officers started an undercover operation to catch package thieves, or the porch pirates. Some of the research and stats that they already have completed here, and the detectives say that as part of the operation, they have a good idea of what general areas, based on research, the porch pirates most often target, and we're going to be doing this operation, they say, various days and times, so if you like to steal packages, you better be aware. So not only do they have a porch pirate task force in Elk Grove, they also got on Facebook to share with everybody, hey, this is what we've got going on, and it got shared 2,000 times by the city folks in Elk Grove.
They're going to warn you about it,
yeah.
just to give you even... I mean, if you're stealing from the porches right now,
yeah,
you know, you have to know that you're going to get caught. Your face,
yeah.
Your body outline, exactly what you look like when you pick the package up, exactly what you look like when you run away, will all be posted on the top of a Facebook page or on the news. I mean, you're going to get caught for sure.
Do you remember the trunk monkey?
Yeah.
Do you remember the trunk monkey? The trunk monkey hung out in the trunk, and he had a bat. And anytime something went wrong, the trunk monkey would get out with his bat, and he would basically protect your car, your belongings.
Yep.
I mean, everybody needs a trunk monkey on their porch that would come out and beat you, or someone would come out like a giant robotic arm that would just punch you. But here's the thing. I mean, to think about watching these guys get, you know, beat up or having something funny happen to them, isn't it as simple as putting some type of chip on each and every package in the tape? Some sort of tracking something? So every time the package gets dropped off, you can trace where the package is gone.
Well, now, that's a great idea. In the tape that goes around the box, you could even put it on there with the ink that you print the stuff on with.
You could.
That's a good idea.
I thought about it, and you think, okay, well, that's a good idea. But then what happens? They're just going to open up the box, and they're going to throw the box at the park. And then you're going to show up, and the item's gone, but the box is there. So that's not going to do any good. So how do you stop this? Simple. It's a felony. All the way around the horn, it's mandatory 10 years prison sentence if you get caught taking something.
Porch pirating.
Porch pirating is a felony. It's a first strike. You go to jail for 10 years, no exceptions. And I don't know how else you curb this.
What if you booby-trap boxes with little things?
Then you get in trouble for booby trapping.
Well, I mean, you're not like to hurt them. I mean, you're not going to open the box up and have a bomb explode. But like, what if you open a box up and it's booby trapped with one of them paint things? Blow up with a big, you know, purple paint thing in your face.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
You know what I mean? Or just something like that. So you steal a couple of them, you get boobed on it, and then.
But typically, these porch pirates, they follow the trucks around. So they know because people are at work, and they know that UPS is dropping off something.
And they're not going to drop off a boob package or whatever
the boob
you want.
Package has to be built by the homeowner.
The homeowner, yeah.
They go on to say here, for those who don't live in Elk Grove, cops say this is an issue that people face nationwide.
Sure,
duh.
Sure.
There's a lot of delivery options nowadays. They talk about, you know, sending it to safe lockups like they have at the stores.
Yep.
A lot of people have talked about getting giant lock boxes for the holidays so they can put the packages in a lockbox that's secure on premises.
Wasn't Amazon going to start doing that? Putting like in little communities or little suburbs,
yeah,
like one main meeting spot.
Prime member or whatever.
Yeah.
But just put the punishment on there so bad that they're not going to want to do it. It's stupid. And you would think, yeah, with the Ring that no one would do it, but they do.
I mean, I don't know what the percentage of folks are that would have a camera or one of those Rings, but I bet you it's getting up into the 30-40% of people now are having those.
Do you have one?
I do, yeah, absolutely.
You have a Ring?
No, but I got a camera now.
Yeah, but do you have a doorbell camera? Oh, you just have that camera that's out on your porch.
Yeah, but if you walk up to my front door, I'd know exactly what you look like.
Yeah.
Exactly how tall you are compared to my door. I mean, you'd be busted in seconds if you tried to steal something from my house now.
I don't have a camera. I don't worry about any of that stuff. I live, you know, way out. But
I got one for the front of my house after Rudolph got beat up 2 years ago.
Oh, that's right.
You know, but I only put it out during Christmas time.
Yeah. Rudolph got beat up.
Hey, it made Digger cry.
Let's be truthful. You cried too.
I did. Yeah. I mean, they pulled a candy cane out of the ground and beat Rudolph with it.
So awesome.
It was terrible. I couldn't even use pliers and bending back together. I don't even know how you take a plastic cane and beat something like that.
I wish you had the camera before that happened.
I'd like to see who did that.
So we could post the video, the carnage that took place on your front lawn.
They had to have stomped him because I don't think you can beat metal with a plastic cane.
So if you live in Elk Grove, the good news is they're trying to do something about it. And if you have a lot of stuff that's delivered, you know, the other thing you could do too, a lot of people, remember what they were doing too, Amazon, is they would deliver packages to your car.
Sure.
If you're out and about. Or the other thing you can do too is have the packages delivered to work. You know, don't have the stuff go to your house if you're not going to be there. It's just stupid. You can't do it anymore.
And they were telling you that you could hide things, set things up where you'd have plants or little deals by the front door or whatnot so the guys could hide stuff behind it.
They don't care.
No, because if they're following the FedEx guy, then they see them hide it behind it.
It's like following the Easter Bunny around. They're just plucking up the eggs as they go, and it's
stupid. You see the video that they'll show on the news where it looks like a third grade school girl or boy that's got a little backpack on and coat, and that little kid stole a package from a porch. I mean, it looks like seven or eight-year-old took it.
So everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
You know the parents are in the car putting the kid up to it. Hey, go up there to the porch, Jimmy. Go steal the package.
That mortifies me.
Ridiculous.
Gosh.
Coming up, you'll get to meet this week's adorable adoptable on a first day, free of charge. She's going to be spayed. She's ready to go home. She's going to be chipped. She's going to be vaccinated. You'll get to meet her here shortly. Hang on.